Hi all, I am Arvind Kalidasan, Support Engineer with Developer Support Database Team, Microsoft. I am going to present to you some tips on how to resolve missing MSIs and MSPs while we are upgrading or patching an instance of SQL Server. I am going to walk you through the set of logs that needs to be investigated to find out if the patching or upgrade is failing due to missing MSI or MSP, and how to find what is missing and later how to fix it. The slides here show us the setup screens and logs related to missing MSI and MSP for SQL Server 2005 and 2008. The same troubleshooting steps and resolutions applies 2008 R2 also. As many of us think this is very complex to fix, I'm sure if you carefully go through this presentation, you should be able to fix them on your own. There are multiple ways in which we can fix this. I am presenting you the most simple and widely used ways of fixing these issues. The first question is, what are MSI and MSP? MSI are Microsoft installer packages which are responsible for the installation of the component itself. These are the files from the base installation CD over which the patches are applied based on whether the components are installed or not. MSP are Microsoft installer patch. These are the files which are created upon installation of any hotfix, cumulative updates or patches. For each hotfix that are installed, there is a new MSP created for each of the component installed. Now getting into the topic, the first stage where we would see a patch installation failure would be the failure message that we see on the setup screen. Let's see how the setup screen looks with the error message for SQL Server 2005 failures first. During a SQL Server 2005 patch installation, say in this case Service Pack 3, the failure due to a missing MSI would pop up the following screen, which asks for providing the path where the MSI is present. As seen in the screen, it would be showing us the path where the source was present last time when the base installation was done. If the installation files are present in the same path, then the setup would automatically recache them. Else, it would need us to provide the path where the setup CD of the SQL Server 2005 is present now. In case we don't have it handy, we would end up clicking on cancel, which would show us the failure on the component as seen in the next screen. Post the failure on the component, the setup would progress to the next component. Once the setup completes on all the components, it would take us to the next screen where we would view the summary of the installation for each of the component, whether it succeeded or failed. All that we need to do is click on View Summary, which would take us to the location where the summary.txt is present. Also, clicking on each of the components in the screen would specifically take us to the log file for the component. Coming to where to look for logs and how to review them, here is what we need to do. The setup logs for the instance of SQL Server 2005 would be located in C, Program Files, Microsoft SQL Server 90, Setup Bootstrap, Log. If this is a 32-bit installation on a 64-bit server, we should find that in C, Program Files, x86, Microsoft SQL Server, 90, Setup Bootstrap, Log. Looking into the log folder, we should be able to find the latest summary.txt along with two folders, Files and Hotfix. The folder name files refers to the logs related to the base installation. If the setup fails during installation of the instance itself, then we would review logs from this folder. Since we are troubleshooting a patch installation, we would be looking into logs from the hotfix folder. For each of the components for which the installation of the patch failed or succeeded is logged into a separate log file, whose name will indicate the name of the component. For database engine, the name is something like this: SQL9 underscore hotfix underscore KB 955706_SQLRun_SQL.MSP.log, where KB955706 indicates the KB article from where we downloaded the patch exe. The term SQL indicates the component which is database engine. For example, for the analysis service, it is termed as OLAP, so on and so forth. As a first step in identifying what all logs that we need to review, summary.txt would be the first log that we need to investigate. In the second line in the summary.txt will tell us the KB article that we tried to install. Then for each of the component, it would list whether the installation was a success or failure. If the installation was successful, we would find the status as success or reboot required. Reboot required would generally be indicated by an error number 3010. This only means that a reboot is required and not a failure. If there is a failure, then the status would indicate a failure and error number is also mentioned. In case of a missing MSI, we would see the error number 1612. Followed by this is the error description, which would tell unable to install Windows installer MSP file. Looking into this example, we are seeing failure on components RS, that is reporting service, and notification service. It also indicates the file that we need to investigate. Now let's take a look into the file. We would see the following message in the log file, which clearly says local cache package 51dbca.msi is missing. This would clearly indicate the MSI which is missing. Similarly, let's go through all the log files for which error was reported in the summary.txt. The log file for notification service is also listed here, which indicates the missing MSI. The MSI number is 51dbc2.msi. Now, let's revisit the log files and the error message for missing MSP failures. The setup screen where we see the failure would still be the same if there are missing MSPs. The location of the log files would still be the same. And now let's see what is the change in the error message if the MSP is missing. In the summary.txt, we would see the error number is 1635 and the error description still remains the same. So 1635 means a missing MSP and 1612 means a missing MSI. Again, we need to investigate the logs corresponding to the failed components. Here we see failure on three components, which are reporting services, notification services, and integration services. Looking into the component logs for the failures, we would see an error message, couldn't find local patch, the file name, looking for it at the source. In the example, we see couldn't find local patch, see Windows installer 42036587.msp. Looking for it at its source. I have listed the logs for all the three components that are missing, namely the reporting service, notification service, and the integration service. We would see here that the MSP for each of the component has a unique alphanumeric name associated with it. While in a SQL Server 2008 and SQL Server 2008 R2, the setup screen itself would directly indicate the missing MSI or MSP. The first screenshot lists the missing MSI and the second screen would list the missing MSP. In SQL Server 2008, the setup won't progress until we fix the missing MSIs and the MSPs. Now coming to SQL Server 2008, where and how to review the setup logs. The files are located in the location C, Program Files, Microsoft SQL Server, 100, Setup Bootstrap, Log. In SQL Server 2008, there would be folders created with the timestamp as the folder name. Let's open the latest folder created if you're immediately investigating the log files. The summary.txt would indicate the failure message and it would point us to investigate the detail.txt. Since the screen itself tells us what is missing, so investigating the logs is just for additional confirmation. Interestingly, with just reviewing these logs would not list us all the missing MSPs. The logs would indicate the first MSP that was encountered and was found missing. Since there is one MSP for each of the service pack or hotfix or CU installed, so the easiest way of finding all the missing MSI and MSPs would be by running a script. From now, the troubleshooting is same for SQL Server 2005, SQL Server 2008, or SQL Server 2008 R2. Running the script is very easy, and I will walk you through how to run the script and how to investigate the log generated out of this. The script is available in the KB 2015100. The link is provided in this slide. To find the missing MSI or MSP, we will use the script find SQL install only.vbs available in the KB article. There are two scripts in this KB and hence ensure that we copy the right script. Let's copy the script to a notepad and then rename the file as find SQL installs only.vbs. Make sure that the file extension is renamed as vbs. When we rename, it would prompt us to change the extension. Click OK on that. Then let's open a command prompt and browse to the location where the VBS script is present. Since I have the script on the C drive itself, I changed the path to C. Make sure you browse to the location where the file is present. Then run the command C script find SQL installs only.vbs percentage computer name percentage underscore SQL underscore install underscore details dot txt. The percentage computer name percentage would auto populate the name of the machine. Once you run this command, wait till the control is given back to the command prompt. Post the successful run of this script, we should be able to find a file in the same location where the VBS script was present. It would be your computer name underscore SQL underscore install underscore details dot txt. Open this file and start searching for the keyword package does not exist in the installer cache. When we look into the lines about this search term, we should be able to find the MSI name. This means that the MSI or MSP is missing. The example here indicates missing MSI. It says the product name and then the package name and then the installer cache file. It says the product name and the package name and the installer cache file. It also shows me the path from where the installation of the SQL instance was done. Make a note of all the missing MSIs since we are going to recache them manually. The example here shows missing MSP. The search term remains the same. It first indicates the component name, the MSI corresponding to the component. The MSI seems to be present in the cache. When looking further down, it will show the missing MSP. You need not make a note of the missing MSP since we will have another script which will help us do that. Now that we know what is missing, let's see How do we recache the missing MSI? Having made a list of the missing MSI, now we will need the base installation CD from where we will get the original MSI. Looking at this example 1 at the top, the last used source tell me from where the installation was done first. Since the installation CD is no more available in that same location, now let's manually go to the location where the CD is available. Big question is, where will I find the MSI? Now when we look into the last use source, it gives me the complete path where the MSI exists. In this case, I have it in C standard servers setup. Now go to this folder location where the CD or the source is present. In this case, I had the installation files kept in C drive inside the folder standard. In your case, if you open the installation CD or the folder which contains the installation files, you would find the folder servers and inside that the setup folder. The path varies from component to component and it also varies between 2005 and 2008. The folder inside which the installation files present may vary, but once we pass the customized folders, then we will find the path matching as listed in the message here. Looking into the second example, we see the path to be C standard x64 setup, where C standard is my customized folder. We should be able to locate the x64 folder and the setup inside this. Opening that folder, we should be able to see the sql_engine_core_inst.msi, which needs to be recached. Copy this MSI to C Windows installer and then rename it to 843c9.msi. Note, this is exactly the name that setup searches for. Follow the same steps until we finish caching all the MSIs. This will get us out of the missing MSI problem. Now let's get to fix the missing MSPs. This is going to be a little tedious but easy to fix. Since we would be using a script, what is going to be tedious is downloading the KBs. Then reviewing of the logs still remains the same, where we search for the term package does not exist in the installer cache. Since it's a missing MSP, we will first identify the KB corresponding to the MSP. The second line would indicate the display name. This would tell us the KB which hosts the MSP. So download all the KBs for all the missing MSP listed. Then we will need to extract these KBs individually. I'm going to explain how we are going to extract these KBs. Open a command prompt and browse to the location where the exe is downloaded. Use keyword cd to change the directory to the path where the KB is downloaded. Make sure you download the same build as that of the instance, x64, x86 or IA64. Get the name of the exe and type /x and we would be prompted a path to specify where the exe needs to be extracted. Mention the path with appropriate folder name and click on OK to complete the extraction. Give the folder name same as that of the KB number so that we avoid confusion while working with multiple missing MSPs. Extract all the KBs the same way. Once we pass the stage, major part of this work is done. Then comes fixing it. So let's go back to the same KB article that we used previously and copy the second script, which is repair_source_v3.js script to a notepad. Once the contents of the script is copied, rename the file to repair source underscore v3 dot js. Then open a command prompt and browse to the location where the JScript is present. Then type the following script as mentioned here. Cscript repair source underscore v3.js and mention the path where the KB is extracted. As we see in this example, sp3 is the folder name where I have downloaded the exe2, and extract is the folder name which contains the extracted copy of the exe. I gave the name as sp3 since I downloaded service pack 3. Since we are going to run the same script for each of the KB that is downloaded, all that we need to do is change the name of the folder in the command which contains the extracted KB. Running the script will populate information about whether did it recache the missing MSP. We would see message like this, recaching patch for the product code, and would list the MSP name too. The product code will match to that we saw in the computer name underscore SQL underscore install underscore details dot txt, which was the output of the first script that we ran from the KB. Once we have run the script for all the KBs that we downloaded, technically we have recached all the missing MSPs. Now to confirm if we have really fixed all the missing MSIs and MSPs, let's run the first script, the VBA script, again, and this time if we search for the keyword package does not exist in the installer's cache, we should not find any. In case you find any, please fix them by adopting the same process again. Now if we run the original patch which was failing because of a missing MSI or a MSP, it should not be failing for the same reason anymore. The same action plan of running these two scripts also applies when we are troubleshooting this issue on SQL Server 2008 R2. Now I'm going to quickly walk you through a demo. I'm assuming that the installation of a patch has already failed on the SQL Server. So what I'm going to do is show you how to run the scripts to find the missing MSI and MSP. Then how are we going to manually recache the missing MSI, extracting EAC from command prompt, and then running the second script to recache the missing MSPs. So now walking by the demo, we are assuming that the installation of a service pack has already failed. So as a first step, what we are going to do is run the first script from the KB article to find what are all the missing MSIs and the MSPs, for which I'm just opening a command prompt and doing a cd slash to route it to the root drive, and then I'm going to browse to the location where my scripts are present. As you see here, I have my scripts in a folder called scripts, and I'm changing my directory and my command to that folder. Post which, we are going to run the find SQL installs only dot VBS. So I have kept the command handy, so I'm going to copy this and paste it here and run the command. As you see here, it is taking few minutes for it to generate the report. So wait till it returns the control back to us. As we see now, the control is returned and we would be investigating the file to find what are the MSIs and MSPs that are missing. As you see, the result has got generated in the same location where the script was run from. As you see here, it has given the file name, percentage computer percentage name has auto-populated my machine name and followed by the rest of the name. I've opened this file, and from the beginning, I'm going to search for the keyword package does not exist in the installer cache. and I'm going to search downwards and I'm clicking on find next. So here is the first place where I encounter the missing MSP. As we see here, the MSP is missing for the 2008 database engine service, and the MSP name is 41D96E.msp, and this MSP corresponds to Service Pack 2 for SQL Server Database Services 2008 core instance. And it also gives me the location from where the installation was run previously. So the setup has created a temporary folder into which it has extracted the exe, and inside that MSI was present in x64 setup SQL engine underscore core underscore inst underscore MSI. So we would be going ahead and running a script to auto-populate these missing MSPs. So let's go ahead and find the next MSI or the MSP that is missing. So here in this example, we see there is a MSI that is missing for Microsoft SQL Server 2005 notification service, and the MSI name is SQL run underscore ns dot MSI. Last time the installation was present in C standard, which is my customized folder, and servers and the setup would be the standard path that we would find. When it comes to missing MSI, we are going to manually recache each and every one of them. So we should make sure that we make a note of all the missing MSIs into a separate file. So I'm just making a copy of this to another notepad and pasting it there. And let's go ahead and find if there are any more missing MSIs. Missing MSP, also we need to make sure we don't miss any one of them, because we would need to go ahead and download the service packs or the KBs or the CUs where the MSP would be found. So here I have the MSP corresponding to service pack 3. So here there is another MSP missing corresponding to reporting services for SQL Server 2005. And I have reached the end of the file. So I'm sure that how many MSIs are missing. So in this example, there is one MSI that is missing, and there are multiple MSPs that are missing, but all these MSPs are from Service Pack 3. So I'm just going through this once again to make sure that we make a note of all the KB articles. So for this, it's Service Pack 3 for reporting services, and this is Service Pack 3 for notification services, and it's for 2005. And this is an MSI which we have made a note of. And this is a MSP for Service Pack 2 SQL Server Database Engine 2008. So next, we are going to repopulate the missing MSIs first. So I'm going back to the notepad where I have made a note of the missing MSIs. In this case, I have only one MSI missing. So if you have multiple MSIs, make sure that you make a note of all these into a single notepad file. So now I know where my installation CD is present. So which is standard underscore 2005. Inside that, it is servers folder. And inside that, it is the setup. And inside the setup, I'm looking for SQL run underscore ns dot msi. So which is this one. So I am copying this MSI to C drive, Windows, and the installer folder. In most of the cases, the installer folder is always hidden. So you can always type the name to reach to that folder. So paste the MSI here and rename it as 51dbc2.msi. F2, Control V. So here I have the MSI repopulated. So this is how we repopulate the missing MSIs. So I will go ahead, close this folder, assuming I have recached all the missing MSIs. Now let's see an example how we extract the KBs. So I have downloaded all the service pack since I know what are the MSPs that are missing. So I will change the path to service packs and I'm typing SQL and pressing the tab key, which will auto populate the name. So we need service pack 3 for 2005 and service pack 3 for 2008. The MSPs corresponding to these KBs are the one which are missing. So I have populated the name and giving a space and typing slash x to extract the exe. It is prompting me for a name, so I will put 2005 sp3. It's better not to leave a space, so I am putting a underscore. It says the extraction is complete. And now let's extract the KB for SQL Server 2008 service pack 3. So I have populated the name and putting a slash x to extract the exe. _sp3. The extraction is again complete. So now all that we need to do is run the C script to repopulate the MSPs. So it's going to be C script repair underscore v3.js and I'm going to provide the path. I'm keeping the script ready so that I can run one at a time. Going back to the command prompt, and I'm going to change the folder path to where the scripts are present. I'm going to run the JScript. As we see here, it would list us the MSP that it recached, recaching patch for the product code, and it says the MSP that it has repopulated. Similarly, let's run the second command. So now we have run the command for SQL Server 2005 SP3 and SQL Server 2008 SP3. So technically, now we have resolved or recached all the missing MSIs and MSPs. So let's run the same script again to find if it has really recached everything. So I'm just renaming the first one so that you may want to retain it for your reference. And I am running the first script again. We will wait for it to return the control back, post which we can verify the log. So now I'm opening it and going to search for the keyword package does not exist in the installer cache. Control F, Control V. So I see for 2005 it has still not recached. So all that you need to do is change it back service pack 2 for 2008/X. So the extraction is complete. So it has recached all the MSPs. To do a cd slash again and cd scripts and then find SQL installs only. Back to C scripts. Control F. Package just run. So we have now all the MSIs and MSPs recached. Now we can go ahead and run the service pack which was intended for installation or the hotfix or the CP cumulative update and have it recache and have it run successfully. So that ends this demo. The following blog also talks about how to fix the issues manually. Also, there are details about reviewing the logs in a different way, which is very much required when we are going to manually recache them. The KBL listed at the bottom is the one from where we have downloaded the scripts. So with this cycle, we have resolved the missing MSIs and the MSPs, and your server is now fit for installation of the service pack which was failing previously. Hope you enjoyed this session, and you would be able to recache the MSIs and MSPs on your own. Thank you.